Hey everyone, T here. I know, we've been kind of neglecting you, our faithful listener, but this is kind of hard, not gonna lie. Turns out, the holiday season is a little bit more hectic than we anticipated. The days that I am free to record, Malcolm's not free to record, the days he's free to record, I'm not free to record, you get the idea. So, unfortunately, I say this with a very heavy heart, we have just decided to go ahead and, quit the podcast until January. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that so downtroddenly. We will be back in January. Yes, we're coming back in January. We're going to have another episode of, we're going to open up the new year with Red Sea Diving Resort, because I sat through that movie twice and I can't bring myself to let my complaints go unheard. And we'll be back, of course, with even more Off All Day episodes. We're adding Disney Plus to the Two Guys a Movie and a Podcast movie source. Among other fun things we've got planned for Off All Day, I'm thinking maybe a refreshed prize list. Yes. I really need to stop doing the Jeff Goldblum thing. I don't think it really works. I don't think I can really pull it off. Anyways, there's no new show this week, and I apologize for that, but I have gone ahead and decided to go and make you all a wonderful clip show. I'm not going to lie, I absolutely hate clip shows, whether it's in my favorite TV shows or my favorite podcasts. I hate it when podcasts do clip shows. I honestly don't blame you if you skip this, but it is a fun trip down memory lane, so take that into consideration. This week's episode is going to bring you clips from the very beginning of Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast. We're going way back to the first episode ever. That is Caliber. And we're going to be playing a few minutes here and there, 3-4 minutes of each episode, from episode 1, which is Caliber, episode 2, which is As Above, So Below, episode 3, which was A Perfect Day, episode 4, Wind River, episode 5, Bird Box, episode 6, The Ritual, and I think maybe even episode 7, which was Pottersville, and possibly episode 8, which was The Fundamentals of Caring. I can't remember exactly where I left, where the cutoff is, so Fundamentals of Caring might be coming up a little bit later. The point is, we got this fun little clip show. It's a true evolution of how far we have come. These first, first 9 episodes, actually, were all done in kind of a weird, janky way that was not super pleasant. The audio varies from episode to episode, sometimes wildly, and the editing maybe not the best, but it's a fun little evolution of just how far we've come, as I mentioned before, and I hope you enjoy it, but once again, I don't blame you if you skip it, because, well, honestly, I would probably skip it if it was any other podcast. That being said, this isn't just any other podcast, so you should really, really, really consider listening to it, the whole thing, all of it, every last minute of it. There's no rules for this episode. There's no topics list needed. There's no game to be played. Just sit back and enjoy, or not, the show. And, we're going to start here in just a few seconds. So just bear with me. And I hope you come back, because either next week, either in a couple of days or next week, we're going to have another clip show that will go through like the next 5 or 6 or 7 movies as well. And then we're going to keep doing that until the end of the year. And we'll be back in January once again for, yes, Red Sea Diving Resort. And you know, more off all day stuff. Anyways, enough of this rambling. Can you tell? I usually write these intros before I record them. Today, I thought, why write it? I know what I'm going to say. And here I am stumbling and stammering my way through it and going, and like, and blah, 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 blah. So anyways, enjoy the show. We love you all. All the social media stuff will be in the show notes. Also, go check out our website, www.offalldaypodcast.com. We'll see you in a few.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast. Once again, I'm Tyler. You can call me T if you want. That doesn't really matter to me.
And I'm Malcolm, and you can call me Mac, or just the other guy.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this, shall we? This week, we're covering Caliber, and it's currently on Netflix. I believe it's actually a Netflix original.
I believe it was, too, yeah.
Yeah, so, you don't really have to worry about it disappearing, because it's going to be there forever, or at least as long as Netflix is around, I would imagine... We're gonna stay out of spoiler territory for now, and just kind of talk about. We'll just let you know what we thought about it. Again, spoiler free. We're gonna get into spoilers a little bit later, but don't worry. We'll be sure to let you know when that comes around, so you can stop the podcast, go watch it, and hopefully come back and hear our final thoughts on it. So, Caliber. It's about these two guys. They go hunting. It's like somewhere in the UK. I'm not entirely sure where it is.
But it was in some Scottish hills or something.
Yeah. These two guys, they go hunting, and I don't know if it's really a spoiler to say what happens. Something bad happens. We'll try to leave it at that. But something bad happens, and you really can't say it without telling people what happens.
That's true.
And it is in the trailer, so if you're worried about spoilers, you might want to check out now. I think the general consensus is that we both enjoyed it, so you can go check it out if you want, but just be warned that there may be very, very, very light spoilers ahead. It's about two men. They go to this very rural area to go hunting. It's kind of a small town, and the town kind of is sort of under their own law, mm-hmm. so to speak. They kind of have their own way of doing things. And these two outsiders show up, and they go hunting, and one of them accidentally kills. Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast. I'm Tyler. You can call me T if you want. I don't really care.
And I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac or the other guy.
This week, we're going to be talking about As Above, So Below. This was Malcolm's pick, and don't blame me if you don't like this movie.
Fair enough. Just a quick description of the movie. As Above, So Below. A beautiful tomb raider and her crew hunt for treasure in the catacombs of Paris and find themselves in a hellish underworld. I did enjoy the movie. I did think it was a little, the beginning was a little slow, but as it picked up, I found myself getting more and more into it. It did take me a couple times to watch the movie. The first time I kind of just watched a little bit of it, and I was like, found footage movie, so I haven't watched a lot of those, I suppose, but so I didn't watch it the first time through and through, but the second time I took the time to watch it to the end, and it definitely gave me the chills, if you will. out of a rating of 10, I would probably give it about a 6 out of 10.
I sat down to watch this movie. I wanted to see it. I remember when it was in theaters and I was mildly interested in it. One of my coworkers at the time had seen it, and he's even more of a movie snob than I am. Maybe not snob is the right word for him, as much as just crotchety. He was just the kind of guy that he likes what he likes. And even he said, yeah, it really wasn't that bad. So I was like, okay. It showed up on Netflix. I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and throw this on my list. And it sat on my list for quite a while. And I kept kind of passing over it for other movies or other shows. And we decided to do this podcast, and Malcolm said, yeah, that's my first pick. So I said, yeah, all right, perfect. Perfect. I've been wanting to watch this. Now I have an excuse. Now I have a reason to watch this. I am compelled to watch this, if you will. It's found footage. I have a love-hate relationship with found footage movies. When I was, you know, how old are you?
21.
21?
21.
Yeah. See, so I'm like, I think I'm 34. Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, where we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler, you can call me T, doesn't really matter to me.
My name's Malcolm, you can call me Mac, or the other guy, doesn't really matter.
Alright, Mac, we are back.
Yes, yes, and glad to be back.
Yes.
And hope you're all still with us, still riding the train, letting us kind of give you insight on some movies.
All right. Well, how about we just get right into this movie for the day?
Huh? Sounds good.
Okay, this week we are talking about A Perfect Day. It is coming to us all the way from 2015. It stars Benicio del Toro and Tim Robbins, among others, but those are really the big stars of the movie. It clocks in at 1 hour and 45 minutes. It currently sits at 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb and has a current Metacritic score of 60. During the Yugoslav Wars, three hapless aid workers head out to dislodge a corpse tainting a village's water. The day goes a bit south from there. I love this movie. It's a pretty simple premise. I think really it's got so much fun and energy to it that even though it centers around a corpse in a well in a war-torn country, it keeps a very good nature to it. It's very upbeat. The characters are all, you know, pretty lovable, and it's just a really fun movie.
I think they had a perfect cast for it, honestly. I mean, after watching it, I think seeing someone different in, you know, the roles, I don't think I could see anyone different. I think it was very well acted by Benicio del Toro and was it Tim Robbins?
Yep. Yeah. I think there is a parallel universe where this movie exists with a different cast, and it is a Oscar-winning drama. I think somewhere this film stars George Clooney and, you know, Brad Pitt and maybe Ben Affleck, I guess, but.
That's quite the trio,
you know, and it's a drama. There's not a single laugh to be had. It's not fun. It's really depressing, and it wins every Oscar at the awards that year.
Yeah,
I'm very happy that this is not that. It's like I said, it's really fun. It's really energetic. Every character is very likable. Even the characters that aren't likable manage to be likable.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a little bit too. But
I
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, where we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find the gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. I'm Tyler. You can call me T. It doesn't really matter. I don't care that much.
And I'm Malcolm. You can call me Mac, or just the other guy.
All right, Mac, we have returned for another week. Hopefully all of our audience has returned with us.
Yes, welcome back.
And if you're new to the show, this is a good place to start. I'm not going to lie, the first three episodes, a little bit rough. First two for sure. You can go back and listen to the Perfect Day one and probably be okay. But you're not missing a whole lot with Caliber. Certainly not missing much with As Above, So Below.
And honestly, I mean, if you want to skip it, just skip it.
All right, how about we get into this movie? Tonight, we are talking about Wind River. And I got to say, Mac brought his A game on this one. This movie is excellent. It is. It comes to us. Better get your time machine, because this one comes to us all the way from the year 2017.
That was a while. It feels like it's been a while.
It runs at 1 hour and 46 minutes, so a good amount of time. It currently sits on Metacritic at 73, which is pretty favorable, and currently ranks at 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb, which of course is also favorable. A tracker with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service assists a rookie FBI agent who's investigating a teen girl's murder on a remote Wyoming reservation. It stars Jeremy Renner. Some of you might know him as Hawkeye. I like him better not as Hawkeye, not gonna lie. Elizabeth Olsen, who is Scarlet Witch in the Marvel movies as well. I like her better when she's not Scarlet Witch. And John Barenthal, who is always the same guy. Many of you might know him as, I believe, Shane from The Walking Dead. Also, yet another Marvel character, The Punisher. Which, I gotta say, the Punisher on Netflix is actually pretty good.
Do you think he just kind of stayed in character?
Just... I think so. He is always the same guy. I think he's got a problem. He's got as much of a problem as many of the Native American actors out there, where unfortunately they seem to be always the same people.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's a discussion for later on anyways. But let's go ahead and get into our spoiler-free review of this. Mac, what are your general thoughts on this movie?
Well, if I... Rating it on a scale of 10, I'd give it a 9. The story, the deeper story behind it, you know, with the issues of Native American women, kind of like how we were discussing before the show, just bringing that to light, like you said. So, I think it goes through it very well, and you know, it is a real issue, and I feel like it should be more. I wouldn't say broadcast, just more, what am I looking for? Help me out here.
More known?
More known. I mean, there we go. More known. So, yeah.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find you those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler, you can call me T, I don't really care one way or another.
And I'm Malcolm, as always. You can call me Mac, or the other guy, doesn't matter.
Alright, this week I apologize, we're doing kind of a more popular movie. This has been everywhere, for better or worse. Everywhere. I would personally say worse. We're going to be talking about Bird Box. And again, I kind of apologize. It's not exactly the antithesis of our show, but it's not too far off. Because, like I said, we like to focus on the gems and the things you might not otherwise see or you might miss. And today here we are discussing this
giant phenomenon that has just been sweeping the entire world. Well, I guess it is what it is. So we're going to go ahead and get into this. Mac, what are your thoughts on Bird Box?
Oh, boy. Well, I didn't like it. I'm just going to be blunt. I didn't like it. I thought it was... If anyone has seen the movie The Happening with Mark Wahlberg...
Spoiler alert. If before you get into the Happening stuff, let's let everybody know that there's a possibility that you might spoil... you might spoil The Happening. I haven't seen it. I don't care if you spoil it for me, but there might be some late M. Night Shyamalan fans out there that... that might be upset.
Well, all I'll say is that watching Bird Box made me feel like I had already seen this before. Is basically, without spoiling anything, it just seemed so familiar. Even some of the quotes in the movie are almost exactly the same. And as far as Sandra Bullock, I don't know. I couldn't imagine seeing her in a movie like this, so just from her previous movie. Out of 10, I would give it a 4. And that's because I've seen The Happening. Had I not seen it, I'd maybe give it a 6.
A 4. Well, before I get into my complaints about it, that's what I gave it. I gave it a 4 as well. I have not seen The Happening and I still give it a 4. There's no way I could get it over the 5. There's so many reasons why I don't like it. And we'll get into most of the reasons when we get into the spoiler portion of it. There were a few things about it that were okay. Yeah, you know, even now I'm having trouble. I'm trying to find the good things. It looked okay. It was kind of sleek. It was kind of gritty. Its art style was fine. I mean, it was like pretty blunt as far as... everything goes. Before we go any further, let's go ahead and like actually let you know what the story is really about according to the Netflix synopsis.
So the synopsis I have here says, 5 years after an ominous unseen presence drives most of society to suicide, a survivor and her two children make a desperate bid to reach safety. Stars Sandra Bullock, Gervonta Rhodes, and John Malkovich. It was directed by Suzanne Beer. On my Netflix, it has a 99% match, but I'll tell you what, that's false. It runs about 2 hours and 4 minutes.
All right. The IMDb score currently has it at 6.8, and on Metacritic, it's got 52, which both scores are kind of favorable. Clearly, we disagree with all those scores. Anyways, it looks okay. Like I said, it's kind of gritty. It's the death scenes range from being very blunt and in your face to being maybe overly theatrical.
Yeah.
There's a couple death scenes that they just really kind of... they're bigger than they need to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name is Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care one way or another.
And I'm Malcolm. As always, you can call me the other guy.
This week, we're continuing our theme of the monsters in the woods. If you listened to Bird Box the other day, you know that we're not afraid to complain about things. Certainly, if you've listened to the As Above, So Below episode, you know that I'm not above being a whiny little bitch myself. That's not the case this week. This week, we're stepping it back up. We're getting back into the saddle of quality horror. And we'll be talking about Netflix original, The Ritual. It comes to us from 2018. It has a runtime of 1 hour and 34 minutes. And it currently sits on IMDb with a score of 6.3 and a Metacritic score of 57. It's not really too bad. 57 is pretty favorable on Metacritic. Mm-hmm. 6.3 is fairly middle of the road on IMDb. A lot of things on IMDb tend to be middle of the road, though. You know, you kind of got to take the IMDb scores with a little bit of a grain of salt, because it's a user average, and anytime you have a user generated score, you know, there's always room for error. I personally really enjoyed this movie, though. According to the Netflix synopsis here, four friends with a long-standing but strained connection take a hiking trip into the Swedish wilderness, from which they may never return.
Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, man. What is there to say about this movie? There's a lot. I watched it a few months prior, and then I watched it again for this episode. This is Mac's pick. I picked Bird Box. I apologize. And this one comes from Mac. I watched it a few months ago and really enjoyed it. Mac picked it. I watched it a second time. And second time around, I enjoyed it just as much. I actually even noticed a few things the second time around that I didn't catch the first time. Like I said, I really enjoy this. I feel like it's a very quality horror movie. What are your thoughts on this, Mac?
I enjoyed it. I've only seen it this one time, but the first time around I watched it beginning to end, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty good horror movie. Out of 10, I'd set it at a 7. I wouldn't go lower, and I probably wouldn't go any higher with it. Yeah, it definitely gave me the chills. It did. To an extent.
I really like this movie. It gets moving pretty quickly. You don't really hit the ground running, but you don't hit the ground crawling either.
Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie, and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler, you can call me T. I honestly don't really care what you call me.
And I'm Malcolm. As always, you can call me Mac or the other guy.
This week, we are talking about Pottersville, and I apologize for this one. This is my pick, and, I picked Bird Box last week. It was super popular. It was super angry and gritty and bad. this week, I tried to pick something a little less popular, a little more happy, and a little more obscure. Well, obscure more than less popular. And boy, did I find something obscure. And funny is kind of up to you.
It had its moments, for sure.
Yeah, it had some moments. This comes from the year 2017, the same year that Michael Shannon starred in the Academy Award-winning The Shape of Water as a incredibly wicked villain. And this week he's not an incredibly wicked villain, and it's kind of hard to see why he decided to do this, but anyways, let's get on with this. It runs at 1 hour and 25 minutes. It's got a Metacritic score of, well, it doesn't have a Metacritic score. You can go to Metacritic, you can go find, it's got, as of this recording, it has two reviews, one negative and one mixed. One of them simply complains about not utilizing the talent of Christina Hendricks, who is arguably the least famous of the cast. And the other one is just mixed and says it's a so-so movie. It has one user review as of this recording, and I didn't even bother with that one, but I imagine it was pretty middle of the road. It has a IMDb score, if I hadn't mentioned it already, of 5.3. That is out of a current 2,712 votes. That's right, less than 3,000 people. But to be fair, I watched this and I didn't vote for it either. So let's just go ahead and get into this. Mac, what are your general thoughts? I almost forgot yet again. Let's go to the Netflix synopsis real quick. One of these days we're going to get this formula down, and it will be a glorious day. Maybe next week.
Hopefully.
A man's drunken romp in a gorilla suit gets him mistaken for Bigfoot, drawing media attention and tourist dollars to his struggling small town. That is, like I said, that's the Netflix description of it. That's the synopsis. And it's dead on for what this movie is.
Yeah, for sure.
Saying that this has any real plot is kind of a stretch.
Yeah, nothing really goes into depth. It's not a, you don't have to guess, really.
Yes. Anyways, Mac, what are your thoughts on this movie?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's not the greatest thing I've ever seen. It wasn't the funniest. Like I said before, there was a couple moments that were funny, and I've never seen, what's the main character's?
Michael Shannon.
There we go. First and foremost, I've never seen Shape of Water, so as to no surprise. But I've only seen him as General Zod from Man of Steel, which I thought he did amazing in. And he kind of played like the oddball, the awkward guy, but also very kind-hearted at the same time, which was, I mean, it was nice. But yeah, as far as the movie goes, gonna use a line out of T's book and say it wasn't my jam, but I would probably keep it at a 5. I'd keep it at a 5.